A million or a billion moments makes no difference. Number has ceased to have meaning with regard to the creature's purpose. Thus does creature choice plus God's choice eventuate in the eternal realities of the never-ending union of the Spirit of God and the nature of man in the everlasting service of the children of God and of their paradise Father. What they're saying there is this: if you make a final choice for God, that choice transcends time, because no amount of time will witness any change in your choice. This is an eternal choice. Number doesn't have any meaning anymore as concerns that purpose. This is going to be true a billion years from now, a trillion years from now, a gazillion years from now. No, time makes no difference. There is a direct relationship between maturity and the unit of time consciousness in any given intellect. The time unit may be a day, a year, or a longer period. But inevitably, it is the criterion by which the conscious self evaluates the circumstances of life, and by which the conceiving intellect measures and evaluates the facts of temporal existence. And I think personality is involved in this. Experience, wisdom, and judgment are the concomitants of the lengthening of the time unit in mortal experience. As the human mind reckons backward into the past, it is evaluating past experience for the purpose of bringing it to bear on a present situation. As mind reaches out into the future, it is attempting to evaluate the future significance of possible action. And having thus reckoned with both experience and wisdom, the human will exercises judgment decision in the present. And the plan of action, thus born of the past and the future, becomes existent. Do you see how you're gradually rising above time in your thinking? In the maturity of the developing self, the past and future are brought together to illuminate the true meaning of the present. As the self matures, it reaches farther and farther back into the past for experience, while its wisdom forecasts seek to penetrate deeper and deeper into the unknown future. And as the conceiving self extends this reach ever further into both past and future, so does judgment become less and less dependent on the momentary present. In this way, does decision action begin to escape from the fetters of the moving present, while it begins to take on the aspects of past-future significance. And then that wonderful statement, patience is exercised by those mortals whose time units are short. True maturity transcends patience by a forbearance born of real understanding. To become mature is to live more intensely in the present, at the same time escaping from the limitations of the present. The plans of maturity founded on past experience are coming into being in the present in such manner as to enhance the values of the future. The time unit of immaturity concentrates meaning value into the present moment in such a way as to divorce the present of its true relationship to the not present, the past future. The time unit of maturity is proportioned so to reveal the coordinate relationship of past, present, future, so that the self begins to gain insight into the wholeness of events, begins to view the landscape of time from the panoramic perspective of broadened horizons, begins perhaps to suspect the non-beginning, non-ending, eternal continuum, the fragments of which are called time.
Well, I think that is
this
so
is writing. This is writing.
It's thinking, too.
On the levels of the infinite and the absolute, the moment of the present contains all of the past as well as all of the future. I am signifies also I was and I will be. And this represents our best concept of eternity and the eternal. On the absolute and eternal level, potential reality is just as meaningful as actual reality. Only on the finite level and to time-bound creatures does there appear to be such a vast difference. To God as absolute, an ascending mortal who has made the eternal decision is already a paradise finality. But the Universal Father, through the indwelling thought adjuster, is not thus limited in awareness, but can also know of and participate in every temporal struggle with the problems of the creature ascent from animal-like to godlike levels of existence. You know, real English moves the heck out of me, and they have come awfully close to saying something that couldn't be said there. You see, this is what it means when it says, personality creates a unique time sense out of insight into reality plus a consciousness of presence and an awareness of duration. Now, confound it. As we experience this process, and it's begun in life, and each of us have lived long enough to be aware of it, we do reach back into the past for experience. We do think ahead into the future. And it is the past future which conditions our present judgments. Now you let that process begin to involve a very large number of years, something more than many, you know? When you can think back a billion years and think ahead a billion years, you are beginning to react to things which are not but will be. And as your wisdom becomes accurate, you're beginning to live outside of the present moment. And this is a kind of intellectual transcendence of time. This is how I think I get a little feeling of what an Ibsenite would be. If you extend this far enough, Holy Toledo. You know, by the time you're coping in units of trillions of years, you're thinking, this is your normal thinking unit, see? Or thousands of trillions of years, or millions of trillions of years, and this is going to happen someday, we'll be around. God, Dorothy, you'll be old then.
Bill, do you have time to expound just briefly on this? To become mature is to live more intensely in the present, at the same time escaping from the limitations of the present.
That's what we're talking about. Everything you're doing in the present becomes tremendously more exciting. Elsewhere in the book, I've forgotten where, it says, the present, divorced from the past future, becomes indescribably trivial. This is boredom. As you reach farther back into the past, as you project farther forward into the future, you invest the moving present with tremendous meaning and value and significance. You're swinging. You know what I mean? It's exciting. This is the antithesis of boredom. This is the technique. This is the mind technique. This is the personality technique, whereby you season the present with all the exciting spices and condiments available to a creature. Incidentally, I smuggled you people into this paper on Supreme Ultimate there, did you know? Under the guise of talking about personality. That paper on the Supreme Ultimate is fascinating. Let's turn it off, Bud, what do you say?
Okay. Hey, that's pretty good figuring.
Yeah.